I have two little dogs. They recently had to have some surgery, and they were a little sore afterwards. And I was supposed to give them these painkillers twice a day with an eyedropper. Now, the medicine smelled vile. And the dogs, which are not fools, did everything to avoid taking the medicine. But I did basically something I think my mom used to do with me with bad medicine. I mixed the medicine in with some little doggy treats, and they gobbled them right down. What's the song? A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. A lot of times, little things make a difference. I had an aunt who never gambled, but on some trip flew out to Las Vegas, and she put in 3/4 in a quarter slot machine. She won $15,000 from 3 little quarters. Now, don't be a sucker. The house always wins. That was a fluke. But very little in that case made an abundance. Jesus, in today's gospel, is trying to open our minds about how God's kingdom works. And he's saying, basically, God makes a lot out of our little. He first of all uses the mustard seed as an example. One of the tiniest seeds, just a speck. But it's planted in the ground. It grows. It becomes a huge bush. And even the birds of the skies make their homes in it. Something little becomes something great. I don't know if any of you bake, but I burn. But I have seen what yeast does. It's almost magical. You put it in, and all of a sudden, that dough seems alive, and it grows and grows and grows. Something little makes something great. In the case of bread, delicious. Every time we are tempted not to use whatever God has given us, to kind of hide our talents, to bury them in the sand, to be intimidated by what's going on around us, we're not believing in what Jesus said. He is the one who gave us our gifts. He believes in us more strongly than we believe in him. He definitely uses whatever we have that we can grow, that we can change. And indeed, in the case of baptized, confirmed, communion-receiving Catholics, that we can make an enormous change in our world. That's what your leadership is all about. And it really is sometimes the tiniest thing. A friendly word to somebody, maybe somebody new in the school. You know what it's like, maybe you don't, to walk into a new place where you know no one. For someone to say, hey, sit here. We're playing ball after school, or why don't you come and we'll pig out someplace. A tiny little thing, but it makes all the difference. Helping is like that. A friendly smile, a visit, you using your youth and strength and talent in a way that makes the world better. A little, but God makes it great. The longest journey begins with little steps. And for us, our journey is to God, it is to glory, it is to heaven. As our first reading said, the whole world is kind of groaning, still enslaved to a lot of stupid things. But as Christian believers, we are on a journey of faith, of life, of promise, of love. Think of the sacrament which we celebrate together at Mass. Little pieces of bread. Tiny sips of wine, the tiniest foodstuff you can imagine. And yet, through the power of God, through the Holy Spirit, through God's grace, which really just means God's presence, that little stuff becomes the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our resurrected Savior. People outside this cathedral don't know what's going on inside. But this is truly, when we have Mass, the center of the universe. Our God is in our midst, feeding us. And what was little becomes something incomparably wonderful, feeding us for time and for eternity. And a similar miracle should take place in our own hearts and lives. I'm sorry to say I'm not little. I go to too many confirmation banquets. Everywhere I go, they force feed me. For the glory of God and service of my neighbor, I eat. Okay, I eat. But I do feel little in all sorts of other ways. Will I say the right thing? Will I teach the right teaching? Will I make the correct decisions? And by myself, I can get a little shaky. But when I remember what happens in the Eucharist, whatever little talents God gives me, God can make great things out of them. And the same transformation should and will happen to you. So let us never let our fears, our insecurities, our troubles ever get in the way of God doing something tremendous in our lives. The kingdom of heaven is ours for the taking. And God will make it happen, will surely, truly, inevitably make that kingdom happen in our world and in our lives.